We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming today to chapter 10. We'll begin our reading in verse 26. We'll go to the end of the chapter in verse 42. Matthew chapter 10, verse 26 to 42. Now, this passage contains a number of important statements that actually uphold important doctrines and are often cited for those doctrines. Look at verse 28. Jesus talks about the doctrine of eternal judgment, even and of hell. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 29 and 30 are verses I often quote when people ask about God's sovereignty. You'll sometimes hear it say that God's sovereign in the big things, but not the little things. And Jesus refutes that. He says, let's think of the most insignificant event you can think of, two sparrows falling to the ground. He says, not even that happens apart from the will of our Father. That's in this passage. He says, all the hairs of your head are numbered. God is sovereign to the minute details. He talks about our necessity of acknowledging Christ publicly. This passage shows there's no such thing as a secret Christianity. He who acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven. I often think of that verse when the elders are taking new member testimonies. What an excellent thing it is to give public profession of faith in Jesus Christ. He promises that he will publicly own you on the last day. You also have the call to Christian discipleship. Whoever would follow me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Jesus says all of these comments, very interestingly, in a context. We often pull these statements out of context. The context in which all of these things are being said is the sending out of his disciples for evangelism. Every one of those statements is given as a rationale and a support and encouragement for the disciples to go forth fulfilling his mission to spread the good news of his coming. And so the reason we go through such pains is because eternal destinies are on the line. It's because we realize that people's eternal salvation versus judgment is concerned. And so we are zealous to tell them about Jesus. When Jesus says, not even a sparrow falls to the ground apart from the will of my Father, that statement of sovereignty is given so that we would not be afraid in sharing the gospel. That's the immediate context. We are to acknowledge Christ before men and therefore trusting that he will acknowledge us before God. Well, that's the context of this passage. I don't think any of us would say that we are a zealous generation when it comes among evangelical and reformed Christians to personal evangelism. That's not false modesty. That's true. And this passage is an urging us. We are the Christians who are living today. The apostles are no longer here. The great reformers are no longer here. The great evangelists of the 18th century are not here. We are the ones who are to be witnesses, and Jesus will say these words to us, that we would not be afraid, but we would speak openly what God has told to us. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at Matthew 10:26. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and persons' enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones, even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.